So we're hiding actually in the lift lobby at Titlam Noise, and I'm speaking to
Alex Krotowski.
What's your real name on Twitter?
Alex K.
So you've just presented the Guardian Megas Awards. Who won?
God, loads of people won. But I think the one that I'm happiest, not happiest, not necessarily happiest with, but the one that I'm
proudest.
No, not even proudest, but the one that's the, I suppose the closest to my heart is Austin Heap, who is the hacker who helped to create Haystack. It was one of the spearheaded Haystack, which is a technology that opened up the Iranian internet after the government started to shut it down. But while at the same time it opened up the Iranian internet by setting up proxies and various other, you know, shadow connections with the rest of the web, it also encrypted the user, which meant that they were safe. And a lot of these things, you can distribute information, you can send people around through proxies, you can spoof them in different ways, but that's quite easy to figure out. And so if people are being watched and they're being observed by, say, a government, then that doesn't necessarily help people because they'll be targeted by the government. But what Austin's thing did, what Austin's Haystack did, was it encrypted the user. So ultimately they were unable to be tracked and they were unable to be traced. And so ultimately it created an army of citizen journalists who were able to bring the green revolution to the rest of the world.
And how old is he?
He's 26. God, that hurts. He's an infant. And I don't even think he was 26 when he did it, you know, last summer. Yeah, I mean, I just love the whole project because ultimately it is of the web. You know, he was watching it. He was watching the election unfold on Twitter, and then he decided something was going wrong. So he reached out to people on Twitter, and somebody said, "Oh yeah, come to a chat room." And he went into this chat room, and a group of a sort of cabal of geeks said, "Right, well, let's do this in a distributed way." They funded themselves with micropayments, and then they literally distributed it through social networks, and that was, you know, that's great. I think that's the next generation. I think that's just how people work.
So is this kind of open source distributed model kind of very key for democracy going forward?
I think it's one of the keys, and I think it'll be interesting to see how governments try and utilize it, manipulate it for their own ends. And I think as soon as we see that, as we see when PR and marketing and companies and corporations start to use these spaces, they do quickly go down the loo. And primarily because people use these things as spaces of free expression. And if suddenly they think that they're being watched, and I'm thinking, you know, specifically about Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or any of the contemporary social networks, they'll flock somewhere else where they know that they're not being watched. I'm in a weird position now. I've got 10,000 people who follow me on Twitter, and I'm still using it as a kind of a space that's almost private, you know, where I'm saying things about what I do and this and that and the other, and I'm suddenly realizing that there's real kickback because that's a really large audience, and so now I need to be quite careful. And so now I'm thinking, well, do I create a relatively anonymous profile that I share with just, you know, friends, and then we just continue to have that initial Twitter-style conversation, or do I go to another space where my friends are? And so, you know, what we'll see over time, I think, is that as organizations start to glom on to these social networks, that people will then flock elsewhere.
Okay. And do you think Google in China can learn any lessons from this?
Google in China, that's a big topic. Audioboo's only got a certain amount of time that it can record.
Oh, not this one.
Google in China, what can it learn? I don't know. That is such a massive topic. I mean, there you're talking about politics. You're talking about the intentions of a corporation, whether it's, you know, in terms of how to attempt to change a country's viewpoints. The only real connection there is buzz, really. I think, you know, it's really the only connection that I can see in that question. Can Google use these open source types of technologies to?
But do you think they will?
Will they use them? No, because I don't think they'll be successful. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. I think that they're such a megalith, such a monolith, that they'll be able to adapt. They've got enough money behind them that they can innovate for as long as they possibly can until maybe they strike it rich, until maybe they hit gold and they do have that massive success that they've had with, you know, mail or documents or whatever. Perhaps. What is it ultimately? Do they want to make China an open space? I don't know. Or do they just want to protect themselves and say, well, we didn't manage to dominate that market. Yeah, we'll go over there and we'll go out fighting and say that we're doing this for justice.
Okay, so finally, you're a bit of a media star at the minute. How's it feel? Doctor.
Doctor, yeah, Dr. Krat.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying the doctorness. being the media star, it's exhausting. I'm really looking forward to taking some time off. I haven't yet had any time off. I haven't had time off, even at Christmas, because that was really chaotic and mad. I haven't had any time off for about a year and a half now, so I'm really looking forward to just chilling out.
And you're still doing your game stuff for The Guardian?
I'm not doing any game stuff for The Guardian, actually. No game stuff.
Are there a lot of disappointed people?
I don't think so, because I think that what I used to do for games was far too esoteric for the audience, unfortunately. I don't think that they enjoyed it nearly as much as I did.
So what's the next big project?
Well, I'm doing a couple of things. Most of it's writing. I'm writing a book based on the series The Virtual Revolution that I just finished for BBC Two, which is going to explore many of the themes and also get into a lot of the things that we weren't able to deeply get involved with because it was television, and so you've got a certain limited amount that you can do. I'm doing some work with The Guardian and The Observer to create a kind of big project that's around a lot of, you know, the social history of the web, the guide to the internet of, you know, the internet social change.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's about the internet. I suppose it's the galaxy of the internet, the network of the internet. In terms of my academic stuff, I'm going to, my goal this year is to publish at least two articles in two peer-reviewed journals based on my PhD. And I'm also special editing, I'm guest editor for two special editions of academic journals. So I've got my writing hat cut out for myself. So in terms of my media personality, it's going to be finishing quite soon and I'm going to go back into hiding.
But you are a proper doctor.
I'm a doctor.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.